It's Texas Standard Time.
So here's the pitch being made right now by the leader of the Texas House, Joe Strauss. He wants nearly all of the House committees to research issues related to the impact of Hurricane Harvey before lawmakers reconvene. Also, Strauss is asking our next guest to take the top post on a brand new committee that's just now being launched. It's the Select Committee on Opioids and Substance Abuse. Pretty tall order here to develop concrete principles and action items, one of which has got to be just getting a sense of the exact scale of the issue in Texas. Republican State Representative Fort Price of Amarillo, the man tapped to chair this task, welcome.
Absolutely.
No, it's early goings here, but when folks talk about the impact of opioid addiction in Texas, what are you hearing and why is this, why do you see this as so important right now for the Lone Star State?
Well, I'm really appreciative of the speaker's confidence in me and in our entire committee to take on such an important issue to so many Texans. We have heard for some time now about the growing epidemic, not only in Texas, but across our country, with folks who are addicted to, you know, not only heroin, but synthetics like fentanyl and pain relievers, you know, prescribed legally like OxyContin and oxycodone, hydrocodone, those types of drugs. And there's growing overdose deaths across the state of Texas, and there is not only healthcare costs and bad outcomes associated with those addictions, but there's criminal justice and juvenile justice costs associated with them. So it is very important to so many Texans across the state that we get, you know, a little more proactive with regard to proper strategies and you know, how to address those challenges. So I'm really eager to get to work with our committee because I think it's going to tackle some very important issues.
But what can you really do? I mean, this is a story that has been talked about now for years. There's been we now have some Texas counties who have decided that they're not getting any help. They're going to take on some of the drug companies for pushing opioids on the public as they see it. Are we not past a sort of a point of no return on this issue in a sense? I mean, we're deep into it.
I hope not, and I don't think so. I do believe that there's no question out there that we have crises occurring, you know, across the state with regard to the challenges you just mentioned. However, you know, we recently implemented more prescription monitoring regulations and controls with regard to pharmacies as well as prescribers. Mm-hmm. And so that will take a little time to see how that's moving forward, but that's part of what this committee is charged to do, is to strengthen that if necessary. There's going to be, I think, a whole new look at wholesale manufacturers, at physicians, you know, educational programs, criminal justice effects. I just absolutely believe that if we prioritize the issue, there will be innovative solutions that maybe have not been tried, or at least not scaled to a state level, that we can really focus on and make some good headway.
Representative, I'm going to let you go here. You've been awfully generous with your time, but I have to ask you, I was looking at a map about where drug problems are existing in Texas and what law enforcement agencies are concerned about. And up in your neck of the woods, Amarillo, I noticed that meth seems to have really taken off. And there has been a concern raised by some that perhaps the fixation, if you will, on the opioid abuse problem perhaps is hiding the rise of methamphetamine abuse here in Texas. You see that as an issue?
I do. I think that is a legitimate issue. And, you know, where I am located, the district that I represent is in the Panhandle, and it's very rural geographically. So, you know, there is not as much interaction maybe with law enforcement in some communities because it's more remote up here. But, you know, I think that if you look across the state, you can look at all areas with regard to, you know, the substance abuse issues that we've been discussing. And there's really no area that's immune from the problem.
Why is this happening now, Representative? What's going on?
You know, I mean, one, where there's a growing awareness, but two, I think there's scientifically, there's more products, more synthetic products that are being produced all the time. And you know, we have seen a rise in synthetic drug use over the last several years. And so that's part of it. But certainly, you know, it's a growing problem. Access to drugs are more common. And I think we've seen more pharmacy burglaries. I mean, I think Texas has one of the highest rates of burglaries in pharmacies, as a matter of fact. So I think it's a combination of all those things that's made, you know, some of these problems more acute.
Fort Price is a Republican state representative from Amarillo, and he was just selected to head an interim committee to look into opioid addiction in the state of Texas. Representative Price, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with the folks on Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Y'all have a good day.